Welcome to Poptopia.
Welcome to Poptopia, your podcast for all things pop culture. I'm your host, Paul French, and it is Monday, May 21st, 2007. We're going to continue our upfront coverage. We've covered NBC. We've covered the CW. Now we're going to talk about ABC. That's right, the Alphabet Network, who's had a bit of a dramatic resurgence over the last couple of years. So let's really look at what's going on over at ABC. First, let's talk about the schedule, and then we'll get into what the new shows are. So starting off, Mondays, it's going to be Dancing with the Stars, followed by Sam I Am, followed by The Bachelor. On Tuesday, we get Cavemen, Carpoolers, the Dancing with the Stars results show, and then Boston Legal. On Wednesdays, three new shows, Pushing Daisies, Private Practice, and Dirty Sexy Money. Thursdays, we start off with the more female-oriented Ugly Betty and Grey's Anatomy, followed by the male-dominated Big Shots. Then on Fridays, Men in Trees and Women's Murder Club, followed by 2020. On Saturday, of course, Saturday Night College Football, at least until football season's over. And then it'll probably be, again, a clearinghouse for reruns. And then on Sundays, we've got America's Funniest Home Videos, Extreme Makeover, Home Edition, Desperate Housewives, and Brothers and Sisters, basically keeping the same lineup they had this past year. after Dancing with the Stars and The Bachelor run their course, Cashmere Mafia, Notes from the Underbelly, and October Road will join the schedule. So, what's missing from the schedule? Traveler, which just started and actually seemed pretty interesting. I'm not sure how the ratings did, but I'm definitely interested in checking out that show during the summer. What about Brian Is Gone, Knights of Prosperity, George Lopez, American Inventor, and hopefully According to Jim, although the fate of According to Jim is still apparently up in the air. So let's talk about some of the new shows. So what do we got? Okay, well, first of all, we have Big Shots. That's the one on Thursdays. So we got the two female-oriented shows with Ugly Betty, then Grey's, and Grey's might skew a bit more, and then leading into Big Shots. And this is about four male friends. They're kings of their lives until the women get involved. And it's a male ensemble show John Feldman came to ABC with, and it is going to star Dylan McDermott, Christopher Titus, Michael Vartan, and Joshua Malina. Dylan McDermott, you remember from The Practice, Christopher Titus from his own show Titus, and Michael Vartan was, of course, in Alias, and Joshua Malina is a Sports Night alumni. You got to love the Sports Night alumni coming back. It's a beautiful thing. Other new show, Cashmere Mafia, and this is going to go in either the Dancing with the Stars time slot or the Bachelor time slot. And this is basically a female version of Big Shots. You got four female friends trying to balance their busy corporate careers with social lives. They have their own little girls club. Oh, don't call it that, though, because that didn't work out so well for the last one called Girls Club. And they're going to help each other out in their efforts to crash through the grass ceiling. The cast in this one, we've got Lucy Liu, we remember from, of course, from Ally McBeal, Frances O'Connor, Bonnie Somerville, and Miranda Otto. And it is executive produced by Darren Star, who created Sex and the City, and Kevin Wade as well. Dirty Sexy Money is going to air Wednesdays at 10, and it's going to follow Private Practice, so could be a very plum time slot. And this stars another Sports Night alumni, you got to love it, Peter Krause. And also stars Donald Sutherland and William Baldwin. And it's about an idealistic lawyer who gets drawn by the temptations and dangers of wealth when he takes over as the personal lawyer, takes over from his father, to an old moneyed wealthy family. And that's kind of neat right there because, of course, hey, we remember the last time that he came in to take over the family business in Six Feet Under. Anyway, also coming out, and this one's going to be a mid-season replacement, is Eli Stone. And this is from Greg Berlanti. And now the whole thing here was Greg Berlanti, of course, had a huge deal signed with ABC after Everwood ended. They wanted to bring him in. And then everything went to hell on the Brothers and Sisters set. So they ended up bringing Greg Berlanti in to fix that show. And that's why we've seen some Everwood cast members in it, like Treat Williams and Emily Van Camp, you know, all that kind of stuff. And this one also comes from Mark Guggenheim, who's actually been writing the Flash comic book over at DC Comics, and he also is a writer for Brothers and Sisters. Eli Stone is a procedural about a lawyer who starts seeing visions because he has an inoperable brain tumor. He tries to deal with the visions and find deeper meaning in his life while trying to stay in the real world. Apparently it's going to be comedic and not sappy. It stars the former Mr. Angelina Jolie, Johnny Lee Miller, along with Victor Garber, who we remember from Alias, and Natasha Henstridge. You know who she is, right? And I actually totally am blanking on the name of that big movie that she was in. She was also, she played a lobbyist in the Gina Davis President Show, Commander in Chief. But of course, that's not what people know her for. But yeah, I'm just not going to remember it. So Natasha Henstridge played that movie where she was the hot alien. Okay, Private Practice, Wednesdays at 9. Of course, we already know everything about this one. And here's the interesting thing, really, is that this is the only proven commodity that's going to happen on Wednesdays here. And they're a bit nervous, because the fact of the matter is, when you look at what's going on Wednesdays, they've got Lost waiting until February to come out. That's right, after the two-hour premiere, season finale this Wednesday, that's it until February. And then we're going to get a run straight through of 16 episodes when it comes back in February. But basically what they figured, and everybody had assumed that this was going to follow Grey's. So you're going to have Grey's Anatomy and then Private Practice. And, you know, they're figuring that it's going to be the same demographic, but maybe they're trying to do something a little different here. But so what's really going to happen is, they said, this is a proven commodity. We actually, you know, saw this draw in 12 million viewers. Arguably, they were coming in to watch Grey's like they do every Thursday night at that time. Nonetheless, so that's what they're going to try and do is you know, make sure that this is not an imitation of Grey's. And from all evidence, it wasn't when we looked at what happened in that last week's episode. So that's the scoop there. And, you know, Shonda Rhimes and her Grey's team, you know, we got Betsy Beers and Marty Noxon. It's a good crew there. You know, they're all involved in this. And so there's maybe some work to do. But Wednesdays at 9, that's where this one's going to anchor. Right before that, on Wednesdays at 8, this is one. I don't know. It sounds like the lamest premise, but it's Brian Fuller, who of course was a big deal on Heroes this year, and before that did a show I really loved called Wonderfalls. And you know, if someone had said to me, hey, here's the idea for Wonderfalls, you know, just sort of here's the premise, you know, you got a girl who gets talked to by little waxy animals, you know, little animal figurines, and they tell her things to do to make the world a better place, I'd probably think that was pretty lame too, but I love the show. This actually brings back Wonderfalls alumnus Lee Pace. He's going to be in the show. And this is a show about a guy who brings things back to life with one touch. So it's more of a procedural, you know, lots of closed-ended stories and that kind of thing. But here's the trick. You know, he starts off bringing his deceased girlfriend back to life. But if he touches her again, she'll die. I'll definitely check it out, because it remains to be seen. And like I said, I've heard lame premises from this guy before that I really loved. However, if we remember, Wonderfalls didn't do all that well. Also coming out, Women's Murder Club. This is going to be Fridays at 9 after Men in Trees. And this one is the most traditional procedural that they're putting out this year. And you've got a detective, a DA, a medical examiner, and a reporter. All good friends. And they band together to solve crimes. We've got Angie Harmon from Law & Order and Laura Harris, who played the sister of the love interest on the second season of 24. And I don't want to get all spoilery, so we'll just move on. Tuesdays at 8:30, we've got Carpoolers. It's four people in a carpool, and hilarity ensues. Could be interesting. So who do we have in this? We've got writer and executive producer Bruce McCullough from Kids in the Hall. You gotta love that. You gotta love a Kids in the Hall guy up there. Anyway, he's the writer, executive producer, and the stars, you've got Fred Goss, who was in Sons and Daughters a couple of years ago, Jerry O'Connell, who we remember as Kush from Jerry Maguire, and he's also been in other stuff. But and then Faith Ford. I'm not sure what to expect. So that's one of them. Then, of course, Tuesdays at 8, we've got Cavemen. And Stephen McPherson, the head of ABC, called this one the most talked about pilot. Oh, he's probably right. But it's not necessarily good talk about the show. You know, it's this is, of course, based on those Geico commercials where you got the cavemen talking about getting insurance and how, you know, people really don't understand us cavemen. It's like those when Look Who's Talking came out and they did all those shows based on that. And that didn't go so well either. anyway, what they're saying is it's not a sketch show. You know, it's this is looking through an odd lens at the idea of racial relationships and minorities, and the idea being to offend everyone but offend no one. Creators are Bill Martin and Mike Schiff. Bill Martin from Grounded for Life, and Third Rock from the Sun, and so they brought this in. You know, Third Rock again. You know, speaking of lame type of comedy premises, so. It could all turn out. It could all turn out for the best, but it just sounds strange. Then we got Misguided, and this is a mid-season replacement created by Ashton Kutcher. I pause for effect there. It's going to star Judy Greer, who remember from Love Monkey. She also played Kitty in Arrested Development, which right there is great comedy, you know, pedigree right there. She was also in Elizabethtown. Oh, see, I killed it. Anyway, she plays a formerly awkward teenager who returns to her high school as a guidance counselor, thinking her gawky years were behind her. But she finds out that every day is high school, no matter where you are. You know, and Judy Greer, here's someone who definitely deserves a series. She's a great actress, and hopefully this one will go well for her. Mondays at 9:30, we've got Sam I Am. This is a vehicle for Christina Applegate. And McPherson said they tried really hard to get something for her because, as he said, she's a brilliant talent that pops off the screen. She just nails this part. The part is a woman who wakes up from a coma with amnesia and finds that the person she was before her accident wasn't a good one. So basically, Stephen McPherson is saying, you know, she creates a real voice for the character, and he says that's what's really missing from a lot of comedies. This one will also star Jennifer Esposito. Melissa McCarthy. Jennifer Esposito was in Related a couple of years back. Melissa McCarthy, we remember from Gilmore Girls. Jean Smart, Designing Women, and 24 over the last couple of years. Tim Russ, I think Tim Russ was in one of the Star Treks. I think he was in Voyager. I could be wrong, though. I could be completely wrong, in fact. And Barry Watson. Yeah, don't quote me on the Tim Russ thing. I think I might be totally out to lunch on that. Then also as a mid-season replacement, we've got Oprah's Big Give. This is her first primetime series, and it's going to involve a bunch of people who compete to get a whole bunch of money in order to make a difference in people's lives. One of the things Stephen McPherson used a lot in the press conference at the upfronts was the word close-ended. And this is something, you know, there's a lot of backlash against serialized shows. You know, Lost came out and that sort of created that whole thing of got to have serialized shows. And in a lot of cases, it didn't work out for them. He said what we've got now is a bit of both. And his feeling is that there's a difference between a comedic serialization where there are threads that sort of pick up from here and there. But you can still just watch an episode and just enjoy what you see. And he felt that maybe shows like The Nine, and he said great things about the show, but he said maybe it was just too much of a commitment for people to make. Of course, one of the other things that's sort of in play here is there's a possibility of a writer's strike in January. In January, or is it sooner? I'm not sure exactly, but I'll have to look into the writer's strike and discuss that in a future episode. But there's a possibility of that, but they're all kind of going with business as usual. When asked if he was worried about the similarity of Kashmir Mafia and NBC's Lipstick Jungle, he said there's room for two good shows. And also, when they asked when Lost comes back, where's it going? Because now you've got the Grays, you know, Grays 2.0 sitting in the 9 o'clock slot. And one of the things he said was he thinks that the show will end up getting an 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock time slot. And one of the things is they noticed the TiVo numbers doubled when the show moved from 9 to 10 p.m. this year. And so that makes, you know, things kind of different. So that's where they're going with that. When asked about the serialized shows from last year, he said about The Nine and Daybreak, incredibly well produced, but people just didn't show up to the shows and they listened to that. And when you look at the three breakout hits from last year, you've got Heroes, you got Ugly Betty, you got Brothers and Sisters, and he looked at them as escapism, but felt that The Nine was a little too gritty and wasn't escapism, very hard, very dense, and compelling. And so there may be kind of a shift in what viewers are looking for. Anyway, that's all the time we got for today. We'll be back with more Upfront reviews or Upfront coverage in a couple of days. In the meantime, comments, as always, are welcome at poptopiapodcast@gmail.com. Check out our website at poptopiapodcast.com and join the forum and comment on the show. Have a great week.